Passage 37. 1. What measure did Ford take to accommodate the shorter workday? To convert the entire factory? 2. What was the technical school developed by Ford Motor Company for? Training. 3. What should employees do to qualify for the minimum wage? To establish a decent home and... Henry Ford. Henry Ford should receive credit for introducing labor practices as early as 1913 that would be considered advanced even by today's standards. Safety measures were improved, and the workday was reduced to 8 hours, compared with the 10 or 12-hour day common at the time. In order to accommodate the shorter workday, the entire factory was converted from 2 to 3 shifts. In addition, sick leaves, as well as improved medical care for those injured on the job, were instituted. The Ford Motor Company was one of the first factories to develop a technical school to train specialized skilled laborers and an English language school for immigrants. Some efforts were even made to hire the handicapped and provide jobs for former convicts. The most widely acclaimed innovation was the $5 a day minimum wage that was offered in order to recruit and retain the best mechanics, and to discourage the growth of labor unions. Ford explained the new wage policy in terms of efficiency and profit sharing. He also mentioned the fact that his employees would be able to purchase the automobiles that they produced. In order to qualify for the minimum wage, an employee had to establish a decent home and demonstrate good personal habits. Although some criticism was directed at Ford for involving himself too much in the personal lives of his employees, there can be no doubt that, at a time when immigrants were being taken advantage of in frightful ways, Henry Ford was helping many people to establish themselves in America.
Convert. Institute. Handicapped. Convict. Innovation. Acclaim. Recruit. Sobriety. Thriftiness. Industriousness.
I've seen Celine Dion on TV, but not in the flesh.
Me too. I'm so familiar with her performance, but I don't know what kind of person she is in real life.